My name's Christian Benefiel, and I am the sculptor who made Swell at the Phase 2 Gallery on Sheppard University's campus.
And what's the thinking behind Swell?
My work is driven a lot by the ocean, the water. That's sort of where my background is. I've always liked the way that the turbulence in the ocean sort of settles down below the surface, that like wave and disruption. Even if you're in like a swimming pool, as long as it's not moving current, the water is very calm and still, like 3-4 feet below the surface. That sort of place, to me, has always had a really calming environment. The way that the light is sort of diffused in the water, the stillness, the weightlessness, and I've always thought that was a really strange place to be in, because at the same time, while it's peaceful, it's a limited experience. Like you're fighting the urge to breathe. You're fighting, you know, against your natural mobility down there. It's a very awkward place to be in. So it's this combination of sort of like calm and stress.
The exhibit represents being under mm-hmm. one of these waves, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that idea of like stress and force goes into the construction of the piece as well. The piece is actually held together with tension. There's no permanent fasteners that are in there, so no nails, no screws. It's made by building an armature that's sort of derived from a computer model of what the finished shape is going to be. And the armature is really flexible, but gives it a sort of shape. And then wood is woven through that armature, and the wood reinforces it and gives it the strength. The piece is all held in the wall by little dowels that are going in at an angle. So as the weight of the piece pushes down on the dowel, it sort of bites against the drywall and holds it up in place. The construction is sort of a system of forces that are working with and against one another. So in order for it to stay the way that it is, everything, like, you know, it's that idea of a chain. Like everything has to be doing its part, and if, you know, something is to fail, there's the potential for the rest of the work to fail. That idea of systems and mechanisms is also a really big driving force in my work, not necessarily mechanically, although in this case there is a certain amount of engineering that goes into it, but I kind of look at that as sort of a metaphor for, you know, larger socioeconomic global forces, things like the ecosystem, you know, the way that a culture defines itself and its citizens. All of these, all those things are groups of smaller parts that have to function in a specific way.